Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major and Leo Lowenstein. We begin with Solo, a Star Wars story, directed by Ron Howard, written by father-son writers Lawrence Kasdan and Jonathan Kasdan. Alden Ehrenreich stars as young Han Solo. Leo?
This is an origin story. We see where Han Solo came from. We learn the secret of where he got his name, how he met Chewbacca. Stuff like that, but it doesn't quite hold up. It's not. It certainly doesn't have the momentum, the charisma, or the fun that you would expect in a Star Wars movie.
I don't think many of them of late in the last few years have had all that fun, but this had enough to keep me going. It has several set pieces that are really, really dazzling. It's not enslaved to fan service, so it gets to sort of invent its own personality. I'm not sure, though, that a lot of these questions that are answered really needed to be answered. It kind of demystifies the original trilogy a little bit for me.
And it lumbers. It lumbers along.
And it does.
Solo, a Star Wars story, rated PG-13 in wide release. The documentary, The Gospel According to Andre, tells of the life and fashion of Andre Leon Talley. Kate Novak, the director. Leo?
This was a wonderful and really interesting documentary. Andre Leon Talley, this colorful, proudly flamboyant son of the South, a large black man who adores fashion and brings to it his history in the South, his knowledge of decorum and experience. He's a wonderful, wonderful character and quite a larger-than-life persona. I thought it was beautifully put together.
It's a very, very affecting film, and he's an amazing figure. You know, he really can. He's a legacy figure at Vogue and connects it from Diana Vreeland to Anna Wintour. And so this goes along with the September issue and Diana Vreeland, The Eye Has to Travel. It's kind of a trilogy about legendary figures at Vogue, and it's very, very affecting, and he's really quite a remarkable
and
figure.
And poignant at times, too.
And very, very touching.
The Gospel According to Andre, rated PG-13 at the Arclight Hollywood and the Landmark in West L.A. The biographical drama Mary Shelley stars Elle Fanning. Emma Jensen wrote the screenplay and Haifa al-Mansour, the director. Wade?
Haifa al-Mansour made Wajda, the Saudi film of a few years ago that's been very, very influential. And here she makes her English language debut with an English film that is not quite all that it's cracked up to be. Her direction is good. Elle Fanning is very good. But the story of Mary Shelley and Percy Bysshe Shelley and Lord Byron has been done to death twice in the 80s. It winds up kind of being a little bit too much of the same.
Yeah, Elle Fanning is very good. But to attribute her inspiration for Frankenstein to her essentially her emotional abandonment at the hands of Percy Shelley is reductive and not really fair and sort of an anti-feminist message in ways.
Mary Shelley is rated PG-13 at Lemley's Monica Film Center in Santa Monica. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us for our Film Week Marquee.